This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the show, and as always, you're invited to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, if we get the chance, we'll talk about another poll that is now saying 40% of Americans think that civil war is likely to happen within a decade. So we'll talk about that. Coming up here, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. We've actually had a good amount of participation on the phones tonight, which I always enjoy. And in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Reed Coverdale.
And Joa.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features we have there. They are completely free, unlike a lot of those talk show websites where you got to pay for stuff. Although, we are going to make a big change starting tonight to our podcast, and we'll give you a heads up about that a little bit later. But we're going to go back to the phones here. We've been talking about quote-unquote extremism, different communications approaches within the libertarian movement, the libertarian macho flash. I think you called the term edgelords.
Edgelording.
And then we got Penguin
That's
on the line
term,
here
yeah.
in Virginia. Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just saw you bringing up that that topic. I never heard the term macho flash, but I guess edgelording is more of my, I guess, my generation's
yeah.
kind of. Terminology for it. But I mean, I just wanted to kind of bring up some examples of this that might be a little bit, like counterproductive and like, what are the motivations behind doing, because we've already covered what some of the motivations could be behind this tactic or doing that over a period of time like a communication strategy. But like when the LPNH, and I this time I want to make sure I attribute this right. When the LPNH account tweets stuff like I believe it was LPNH when this went up, or it could have been Kaufman, but rootless cosmopolitans, which was a Stalinist term for Jews, and it's edgy, but it's creates a certain kind of conversation, or makes a 6 million joke, which would be hilarious on a podcast if you're doing dark.
Okay, what was the 6 million joke? This was something that happened a few days ago. Do you remember the exact?
It was like some lady said, some leftist said $25 hours of minimum wage or you're racist or something. I don't know. Something ridiculous. And someone said $100 or you're racist. And then they said $6 million an hour or you're anti-Semitic. And I mean, yeah, that's blue humor. But from coming from, it has a time and its place, I guess. Maybe. Or maybe you might think it doesn't.
So basically, it's a joke about the Holocaust, essentially.
The Holocaust,
mm-hmm.
which is something you usually don't want to joke about on a public forum. And the idea.
And
is,
apparently, they did delete this post later on.
So I quote tweeted it. But saying exactly this and lesson now, like maybe it's the time and the place. Maybe there isn't. But maybe there is. But like, I don't think. Every time this happens, again and again and again, I don't think that like these people are necessarily they're racist or they're. I mean, I don't. I think they're very intelligent people, so they're also not doing it because they're stupid or immature. I think they seem to want to create the. It seems like they obviously want to create the conversation around anti-Semitism and the alt-right and racism, and distract from what could be a more productive conversation because they obviously can predict what the conversation is going to be about it.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing that you bring up with this, the Holocaust joke. I mean, I tend to believe that there is no time limit on cracking a joke about something. I think that there's no, there's no too soon, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Obviously, though, certain topics are more likely to be more incendiary than others, and so I can understand why people get mad about that sort of thing. What do you guys think about it? Did you see it? Were you aware?
I mean, I get the premise what you're just saying, but, you know, I agree with you. It's never too soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I laugh about just about everything. I mean, it's a joke. Like, let's get over, you know, this is how we get over things, yeah?
What do you think, Reed?
I think the reason we took it down is, we've taken a couple tweets
You said
down.
We, meaning like you're part
yeah,
of
I help with the
okay.
LPNH.
I know there's a group of people. I didn't know
yeah.
who they were.
I'm on the comms committee. And the reason we took that one down is because it missed. And you remember back in March, there was one. I actually wasn't here yet, but there was one on Civil Rights Day, like saying, oh, sorry, the one on Civil Rights Day saying that, you know, like black people owe America something. It's not the other way around. I don't know if that rings a bell. And it was supposed to be.
Yeah, I brought that up in here before.
Yeah, so that one missed the mark too. Like that was supposed to start a conversation about reparations, and it just came off in the wrong way. And I think the 6 million joke also came off in the wrong. It just came off to a lot of people as Holocaust minimalization instead of mocking people who say you're a Nazi if you don't support raising the minimum wage or whatever. So
on the positive side, it did get some attention. I saw there was a headline on Drudge Report. I don't remember if it was New York Post or whoever it was, but one of these sort of rags ran a whole article about the then-deleted post about this. And, of course, the Meghan McCain thing went huge.
Oh, yeah, more traction.
That was incredible. So I definitely think the Meghan McCain thing was it had my full support. The other one was kind of like an eye roller to me. Like it wasn't even really that funny of a post, but I don't know if it should have been taken down. I don't know.
It's a tough call because like it's if you have to explain a joke, it's not good, right?
Yeah.
And the
LRN.FM.
Okay, luckily we have the dump machine.
I'm sorry.
So
I'm so used to podcasting. Screw him. He's a war criminal. Mm-hmm. We hate him, all that. Where the other one, like, it was like 50-50 in the comments. Some people got what we were doing, but not enough, and you got to get, like, majority there.
You're going to screw up sometimes, you know?
Like,
well, there's that. But,
good example.
You know, we're on the air every night on Free Talk Live for 3 hours a night, and some shows are better than others. Some segments are better than others. You put enough content out there, some of them are going to be home runs, and some of them are just not going to go anywhere.
LP New Hampshire is, like, trying this weird, like, this kind of edgelording, extreme messaging, and they're kind of like figuring out what is acceptable to get away with, what isn't acceptable to get away with, so you're going to screw it up occasionally.
Yeah. I think it's a great thing overall. I mean, despite the whatever downsides there have been, I think it's good because the more principled the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire can be, the more people are going to, who are principled, are going to react to that. And they're going to consider moving here because that's what we need more than anything else.
People who practice what they preach.
The Libertarian Party, good for them. They're still out there doing the same things they've done for 5 decades now or whatever, which is running a political candidate once every 4 years in whatever state we're talking about, and then just doing basically nothing until then. Maybe if you're lucky, you're in an area where there's enough activists to run like an outreach booth at a county fair. Maybe. You know, if they're doing ongoing outreach, then that's about it. But they're not growing. They're not changing their numbers. They're not getting more people voting for them, with the exception of 2016, where Gary Johnson did get a record number of votes, but I'm pretty sure they could have run a shrieking monkey at that time and gotten the same number of votes, because I think that the only reason why libertarians got an unusual number of votes in 2016 was because people hated Hillary and Trump, and they were just looking for something else. You have to remember, not only did the Libertarians triple their vote numbers, but the Green Party also tripled their vote numbers compared to 2016.
It's a matter of time the third parties actually, you know, have like some sort of precedent and voice, maybe in the mainstream media. I don't really care about them, but you know, it's way we're going to reach some people if we can get there.
Well, at the national level, the thing is, and again, I like to see what the Libertarian Party is doing now with better messaging, but I don't think it's going to really result in much of anything. I think the best case scenario for the National Libertarian Party is that it is used as a pipeline to get the best libertarians to New Hampshire, where we can then have an actual libertarian place, or the most freedom-oriented place for people to physically migrate to. Penguin, any other comments? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I see your points, and you know, I respectfully, I think, disagree. Like I said, I think it's a time and a place, and I think it can be a net negative. I think it just steals the conversation in the wrong way. And if you did, you know, edgy posts, but you did them about like ghost guns or like, you know, zoning laws or cops or whatever, something. You know, and on, and it kind of kept the conversation going versus just trying to get attention at all costs. Like I say, they say no publicity is negative publicity, but I think I would disagree on some of these things.
All right, thanks for the call tonight, Penguin. Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I think it comes back around to what Reed said before. He's like, hey, you don't like it, start your own social media account and do it better. Get the kind of messaging out there that you want to see happen. He's not living in New Hampshire, so it doesn't rub off on him, or at least it shouldn't.
Right.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us, 603-283-61.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and phones are open here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian. Got Reed on his phone.
Sorry.
He's distracted.
And Joe.
By the way, Reed is the host of his own show where he can say the F word and no one can do anything about it. It's called
Dump Machine.
Naturalist Capitalist, and you can watch it over at Odyssey. It is available in. Is it a podcast at all, readers?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on Apple Podcasts,
nice.
Spotify, all that.
Okay, good to know. Just the audio, not the video?
Videos on YouTube and Odyssey.
Got it.
Audio everywhere else.
Is it once a week? How often are you doing that?
It's usually two or three times a week, but
oh, wow.
I'm
nice.
Busy. So once a week usually right now.
Check him out at Naturalist Capitalist on Odyssey. And by the way, if you're not on Odyssey, you can hop over to our channel at video.freetalklive.com. We were talking about sort of radicalism or quote-unquote extremism, messaging within the libertarian movement. And, you know, some people are very upset with this more edgy messaging, or some would say more principled messaging that isn't concerned for the feelings of the people, per se, that are looking at it. And, you know, this has always been a conversation within the libertarian movement, and like Starchild, I also have been around, you know, this movement since the 1990s, and I tend to side on, as far as the messaging for groups like LPNH, for instance, has stirred it up recently with some of their Twitter posts. To me, it makes more sense to do what LPNH is doing, which is to say, be potentially offensive, to make jokes that could upset people, that will definitely upset certain groups of people, like the people we don't want in the party, people like Meghan McCain.
Right, pushes them away.
And warmongers and people like that. The fact is, libertarianism isn't for everybody. And I think that that's a realization. You mentioned Jeremy Kaufman earlier tonight, Reed, and there's some things he's been saying, I think, on the Free State Live podcast that they unfortunately have stopped producing. I hope they get back to doing it. But one of the things that you know he had pointed out is, I think it was COVID brought him to this conclusion. It's like, yeah, we can't recruit everybody. You know, this is not going. Liberty isn't for everybody. There's just some people out there that are not interested in freedom. They want to either control others or they are into being told what to do.
Right.
And what percentage of the population is like that seems very, very large when you looked around during COVID and saw.
Well, there's
so
other
much
states you can move to.
Right. Yeah. And, but you see so much obedience on the part of average people. It was really disappointing during that. And so there's the thing that makes the most sense is to be the most libertarian you can be as a signal to others out there to say, you should come here. You should physically be with people that understand these ideas. Because you're never going to get anywhere else. You never, like, did you ever do, you were in Utah before this, Reed. Did you ever do anything with the libertarians out there? Did you ever
I
go
did.
To,
yeah, it was actually the first time I officially joined the Libertarian Party when I was out in Utah. And like I said, when I was living here before, I was never part of the Free State Project or mm-hmm. the Libertarian Party. So it's kind of funny that I got involved with it out there. But there's a different breed here, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I could just tell from the way that people act and the way they want to be perceived. We want to be perceived as almost an insurgency here, you know, where in Utah it wasn't really the case.
It's a peaceful insurgency.
Yeah, peaceful insurgency. Mostly peaceful insurgency.
When you're the minority, like in Utah, you really can't be, like, you know, any much effective. When you're out here, because we've migrated here, we're very effective, and I feel like you have more of a voice here. You're not ignored, you know?
You definitely do. But, I mean, we're still a minority here. There's by no means a libertarian majority in New Hampshire. Yeah. But the people of New Hampshire seem to have, and you grew up here, so you can probably comment on this, the people that I meet who are from New Hampshire are usually leave-me-alone types who just want to live their life, and, you know, they're willing to leave everybody else alone kind of thing. Like, that seems to be a Granite State of mind, for lack of a better term. I mean, of course there are statists that get born here too, right? Like, those people exist, but I don't think they are in the majority of the New Hampshire native population. Whether they would describe themselves as libertarian is another question, but I think there's sort of a naturally bred libertarian up here that doesn't maybe even know the word, doesn't understand what the principles might be, but yet they still have some sort of feel for it. Am I right about that?
Yeah, no, I think so, and I think that's why the messaging has to be bolder here, because just telling people the idea of leaving each other alone doesn't really, you know, jog any sort of discussion, because that's already kind of the way it is here. So kind of having that more intense, provocative messaging really makes people go, whoa, what are you talking about? Like, why do you think that? I want to hear more about that, you know?
I mean, obviously not everybody's going to say, why do you think that? Some people are just going to get pissed and turn around and walk away, and that's just how it goes. You're never going to convince everybody.
Right.
But another thing that's important is that, and I've heard a lot about this in the last, you know, decade of the moving of the Overton window, as they call it. So you have to have the principled libertarian types saying the most principled things over on this one side of things. That way, the people who are, let's say, the libertarians running in the Republican Party, of which there are a bunch here in New Hampshire, there's even some running as the Democrats, and the Democrats are now freaking out about that, by the way. They are losing their minds over trying to figure out who the Free Staters are running as Democrats on the ballot right
now.
Good luck. But the fact
that there's... I'm creating paranoia for them.
But, for instance, the Republicans in New Hampshire, in response to the Meghan McCain tweet by LPNH, made their own post about how, you know, oh, this is wrong, oh, libertarians bad.
We ratioed them a little bit.
And they definitely got ratioed. But, you know, that's still, the libertarians who are running as Republicans are doing overall good work here in New Hampshire, and most importantly, they're actually getting elected. So they are moving things forward in a certain way. They're not moving it in the way that those of us who, you know, are more, let's say, radical or more principled would like them to. Like, for instance, they've not proposed to end the war on drugs, for instance, or abolish government schools, or like going all in. They're playing the political game, and they seem to be having some success at it, and it is really setting off the Democrats. So I think it all needs to happen, and it is all happening here. We have so many different prongs of an approach, and this comes back to when you have numbers, there's so much more that's possible. You can have different groups with different approaches, all within the same relatively small place.
Whatever angle works.
That's what, you know. Exactly. So, I mean, and again, to come back to the point of stop taking time out of your life to down somebody else's activism. I mean, it's not to say you can't have an opinion about it. By all means, have an opinion. Feel free to share that opinion, but, you know, once you're done sharing the opinion, get back to work and don't argue forever on the internet about LPNH's most recent tweet when you could be doing something productive with your time.
The other thing is people act like these moments in time are eternal and they're not. Like, everyone is going to forget about this tweet in 2 weeks.
Two more days.
We've already forgotten about Jean-Luc Brunel, you know, dying, you know, committing suicide in his cell, and we've forgotten about, you know, depending on the day, we forget about the war in Ukraine. We forget about, like, tensions rising with Taiwan and China. Like, just we just forget about it because something will happen in the news. So acting like this is going to be a stain, you know, is ridiculous. Like, just get
it. It was just a sideshow.
Yeah.
And now it's over. And there's going to be another one. And then another one, and so on and so forth.
They can depend on us.
So we can get into, speaking of the news, there's a poll that came out recently. We'll get to this. But first, we have to talk about Joe's victory today. So we haven't gotten into that yet. But the poll in the news is about civil war. And apparently, it's now more than 40% of Americans who believe that civil war, whatever that means, is coming within a decade. And I still, we have yet to actually see a poll describe or ask their respondents, what do you mean by that? What does a civil war today look like?
I don't think it would be violent. I'll tell you that.
Well, then it's not a war.
Mostly peaceful.
There's more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A CDC committee is recommending updated COVID vaccine boosters. The vote passed by a 13-1 margin, with Ohio State Dr. Pablo Sanchez voting no over concern regarding the lack of human data on the updated shots. the CDC giving the approval after the updated boosters were only tested on 8 mice. The updated shots are designed to specifically target the current Omicron subvariants as well as the original virus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is expected to sign off soon, with shots beginning after. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate is on the rise once again. It now comes out to an average of 5.6% for the week that ended Thursday. It's a jump of over a tenth of a percent in the last week. This is USA Radio News. Californians are being told not to charge their electric cars just days after regulators voted for a gas car sales ban. Due to excessive heat in the Golden State, officials are asking residents to avoid using large appliances and charging electric vehicles during peak usage hours of 4 p.m. through 9 p.m. The state just announced a plan to ban sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035 in an effort to curb greenhouse gases. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the governor of Texas is racist for sending busloads of illegal immigrants to her city. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has been sending illegal immigrants to cities with Democratic mayors, he says, to ease the border emergency in his state. Abbott says he looks forward to seeing Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot welcome illegal immigrants, since Chicago is a sanctuary city. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the thing that we do here on Free Talk Live. In the studio with you tonight, it's me, Ian.
Reed Coverdale.
And Joa.
And we want you to join us online as well. We do have our own social media site, by the way. It's social.freetalklive.com. Reed, you've been having trouble with Twitter over the last couple of years, right? Did they ban you here and there and then perma-ban you recently?
Yeah, well, I got perma-banned the first time. I got up to about 20,000 followers and got...
That's
got to
hurt.
It did. And it was within a year I amassed 20,000 followers.
Wow.
And then they banned me. And so then I waited a month, and then I built a new account, and I made it somehow like 9 months under my name and everything. Like, I didn't hide. And I got up to, I think, like 15,000, and then they banned me again.
Wow.
And so now I just have that burner account, Ulysses Liberty, but I'm not really expecting it to build up much.
Are you anywhere else, like other platforms?
Yeah, I use Telegram. Mm-hmm. They do ban people there, but not a lot of people.
You got to be reported when they ban you for that.
Yeah, they ban your phone number, I think, is how they do it on Telegram. But, yeah, Telegram, Substack, I put out news articles there a couple times a week, usually. And then I'm also on Gab, Getter, Float, all those platforms that literally nobody uses.
I was going to say, do you actually use those accounts?
No.
Okay.
I tried Getter when it like became a thing. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember hearing about it, yeah.
January, I think. And I actually made it into some big podcast because I was doing free speech tests. They said, this is a free speech platform. I was like, really? I bet it's not. And so I went in and I made all sorts of posts that got... They actually wouldn't let you say certain words. You couldn't even send the post.
Oh, wow.
But then, like, just if you talked about controversial topics, they would wait, like, an hour and take the post down.
Yeah, I remember you posting about that. Didn't you make posts that were anti-Israel government?
Yeah.
And expecting, like, that there were conservatives running the site.
It was all conservative stuff. So I said, like, Jesus is dead. You know, Israel is a terrorist state. The cops hate you. Like, whatever. You know, all this stuff that would... Mm-hmm. His conservatives off, and it got taken down.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. That's some edgy stuff right there.
Let's go to the phones here. We do have Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey. Just wanted to apprise you of a little bit of craziness that's going on next to the Russian border.
Okay.
In a state we'd like to call Alaska. Sarah Palin was running for, I'm thinking, Congress, the Senate, or some such thing, and they got this crazy ticket that somehow they rifled through here, where you got a basically bet a win place show ticket if you're familiar with horse racing. First place, second, and third, right?
Okay.
So most people, they support one person, and they would just vote that person, and if that person didn't make it through the percentile cut, they would be eliminated. And there was one cat that called in on the show I was listening to earlier, and he said he voted Palin three times. And the Dominion voting machine rejected his ticket.
So are you saying that the Alaskans have one of these alternative voting systems, like approval voting or ranked choice, where you're not just
ranked
picking
choice.
One?
That's where it is. Maine's got the same thing, mm-hmm. ranked choice. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
It's ranked choice. Okay, so in that case, you would have to say, if there's three candidates on the ballot, you could write number one or choose one. I don't know how the ballots look for this, but essentially you rank them in your preference. So, yes, I would like to see this person win the most, number one. I would like to see this person win less than that, but I'll still accept them, number two. And then I don't really care for this person. Or you don't have to rank. You don't have to go through all three. But you're saying someone somehow did three votes for the same person?
No, there was one guy that tried to take his first win, place, and show ticket and put it on the same horse, right? Understand what I'm saying?
I mean, so, I've never tried this, so I don't know what it's like. But, okay, I get what you're saying.
Okay, so, but the Dominion voting machine rejected. And those Dominion voting machines came from Venezuela, dude, where elections have been corrupt forever.
Yeah. Wasn't it one of the big politicians' husbands or something, like Nancy Pelosi or something like that, who was involved with this Dominion? I don't know which one it is, but I remember hearing something about that.
I'm sure the big giant head has his thumb on.
Yeah.
I wish we could amass a troop, but we wouldn't know who to fight. It's a damned bloody shame.
Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. So, Joey, you were at the court hearing today. There was a Crypto 6 hearing. For those that aren't familiar, this studio was raided in March of 2021, and several people were arrested, all for victimless so-called crimes in regards to Bitcoin and related things to that. And most of the folks have unfortunately taken pleas at this point. Those people have all been sentenced. It's now down to two of the original six arrests, me and Aria DiMezzo, two of the hosts of this show. And we were both in court this morning, bright and early at about 9:30 for a motions hearing. So one of the motions was to dismiss a couple of the counts, not the whole thing. There's like 20 or 30 counts in this federal indictment.
Right.
And so this was to dismiss the so-called money transmitter counts. Of course, the motion was denied after a, you know, roughly 2 hour long hearing. And that was to be expected. I mean, if you put in a motion to dismiss any kind of count of a criminal case, it's almost always denied. But that wasn't the win this morning. You had a personal win up front by court security. Tell us what happened.
Well, this would have been my fourth time at the federal court. And each time I've been challenging the ID law or the lack thereof, they would say there's a rule that you have to ID to get into federal court.
They don't let you in with anything. You cannot bring in a phone. You cannot bring in an audio recording device. You cannot bring in a camera, still camera, video camera, you name it.
Without, you know, permission from the judge, right?
That's never going to be granted.
Well, I want to try.
Well,
actually, it's a shall. but I don't know what the time limits are.
There's a court rule from like 1946 banning any recording devices in being held by the public. They have their own cameras, in the court, but
I do courtroom sketches, and I always draw one of the cameras in the courtroom.
Right.
To make it ironic.
Yeah, you can bring a pencil and paper,
yes,
or a pen and paper, but that's about all that they allow in. The only other thing you can basically bring in is your ID, and they try to make it sound like you have to have ID to get into the federal court.
And what's really ironic, okay, so let me tell you the story first now, the kicker, but I challenge it every time, and I've ended up talking to the court marshal.
And by challenging it, you mean you don't show ID.
Yeah, I'm basically waiting to go through their checkpoint, the security checkpoint, and then go to court.
How long does it take when they say, well, hold on, we got to call somebody down here or whatever?
The first time took a little bit longer, but like maybe 8 minutes at the most. And then today it was about like 2 minutes.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Yeah, so he came down really quick because he knew it was going to be me. The last time I went there for Jeremy Kaufman's hearing
for the library.
The Library Odyssey SEC.
That's a whole other story. Complaint.
Yeah, that's a whole other story. But in between recess, I went down and filed with the clerk for the rule, you know, to know what it is. And she printed out the local rules saying basically the marshals can make any rules they want. I'm like, oh, that's what you're going to give me? And then I went to the marshals, the U.S. marshals there in the court. And I did a records request regarding...
Because they run security. Their agents.
And they printed out what the website said, saying you're required. I'm like, well, where's the rule? Where's the law?
Is there an actual law?
Right.
Was your question.
And I have all the paperwork right here. They also printed out the real ID, because I guess the real ID is going to have to be mandatory to have to enter...
I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's crazy. So anyone's watching...
They've been BSing people about the real ID for like 15 years now at this point. They keep saying, oh, you're going to need it for an airplane. Mm-hmm. You're going to need it.
Do you not need it for an airplane?
I don't think you do. I mean, I haven't been on an airplane in a little while. Last time I was on a plane was 2021, and I didn't need it there.
So we get back to this before we get to the break. And the sheriff came down, the marshal came down, and he talked to me, Marshal Joe V, if you guys last name.
Yeah, real, like kind of a skinny guy.
Yeah, he's very aggressive when he talks to me every time. But he came up to me and said, you know what, you're right. As in, you don't have to show ID.
Nice.
And
well, obviously, you did it previously.
I knew the law better than they did, and they've been violating it for how long? Guess what? It's going to be filing a lawsuit.
Oh, really?
Why not?
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us. Bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Reed, Coverdale, and Joa in the studio here tonight. And, of course, you can join us. You can also join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We ended up just getting into a conversation about Twitter and such, and I didn't really even mention social.freetalklive.com. We do run our own social media server, and it's running Mastodon. Now, Reed, you said you're on Gab. That's what's behind the scenes of Gab as well. It's a open source, self-hosted, federated system, and that means that it's connected to whatever other thousands of Mastodon servers that are out there. I think Gab is one of those that sort of disconnected itself from the rest, so I don't think you can syndicate and like follow Gab people there. I've actually never tried that. I tried with the Truth Social, which is also Trump is on his site, also using Mastodon. So there's like a lot of Mastodon that's out there.
Got to get on there and get banned.
You haven't yet.
No, not yet. I'm
surprised.
Try it. Yeah. Good luck.
And so if you want to get on a platform where, you know, we're just not going to delete your stuff unless you're spamming, that's the only thing we've removed from the platform is just straight up spammers. Over at social.freetalklive.com, you can do that there. We're going to continue here. Joe, was there more that you wanted to say about the whole court ID shenanigans where they've been demanding ID to get into federal court for years?
Yes.
It's probably been going on for decades.
So
you may have been the first person to say, well, what if I don't have ID? Am I prohibited from attending public trials?
Well, I didn't
even
try that. I didn't try that angle. I'm straight up refusing. Yeah. It's not that I didn't have one or not. I just didn't want to give it to him.
Mm.
But there is one ID law in the building, and it's right there as soon as you walk in on the right.
Is it a law or is it just a policy?
I think they have to follow policy. I'm pretty sure it's federal law. Yeah, it's federal code of conduct on the wall there. And I did. The only identifying law is if you are a federal employee, you must identify when going into the court. So, ironically, if you're from the public and you just want to go into court, you don't have to show ID. That's your
and
right.
And you've proven this at
this
point.
Yes. That's when I went in after we all walked out of the court. I walked back in recording my camera, my phone, and And they were saying I couldn't record in there, which is...
Of course.
It's also baloney. In the lobby, right in that little area, is the only place you're allowed to record. But
and the proof is that they didn't arrest you for it. That's good evidence.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. And they're very testy. They're very testy.
You know what? You remind me something, Joe, that one of our co-hosts, Sam Dodson, did probably like a decade ago now. This might have been 2009 or 2010.
Okay.
He went through TSA and didn't show ID.
Refused.
And he did it more than once.
Straight up refuse or didn't ask. Okay.
Yeah, and he was able to board a flight.
I mean, if he's not a risk, and I'm sure they have all the, you know, biometrics to scan your face and they can identify who you are.
Well, basically, they take you through extra rigmarole, right? Like, okay, well, now you got to come over and answer a bunch of questions or whatever.
Search
a
butt.
They give you the total deep search kind of thing. But he was able to get on board a plane. Now, I don't know if this is still something that you can do. I don't know if they've tightened things down even further since 2009. But it was one of those kind of things where, oh, the feds say a thing. But then if somebody is actually willing to... take the inconvenience, because most people, when they're going to an airport, they're in a rush.
Right.
Like, they got a plane to get to, and they don't have time to test something, to test the security there. And so they just do what they're told to do. And the same thing, you know, if you're going to court, you usually run late for, or, you know, close to running late. And so.
I don't know what it's like anymore, but they might require you to actually have a ticket to enter the terminal. So, like, to get past TSA, you actually have to show a ticket, a flight ticket.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, what if you just want to go to a restaurant in there, right?
I don't think you can. Not these days. If you don't have it, I don't know. You know what? I think they may give you, like, they may still have, I feel like I've heard they have, like, a temporary pass or something. You still have to get that from, like, an airline or something.
If I get a temporary pass, do I still have to show ID? You know what I mean? Like, if I can get past TSA without an ID, is it worth a challenge? Yeah. I might be willing to do it.
Well, I hope you do.
Yeah.
You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. So I want to get into the so-called Civil War. And this is something that keeps on coming up from time to time. And there's been occasional polls about it. And now there's another one. This one
Tim Pool talks about it. And I remember seeing someone the other night. He's like, someone donated like $20 to him. He's like, say Civil War. And he's like, welcome back in Civil War. And it's a big, it's a hot topic right now, you know?
That guy, by the way, was one of the people who got, who revealed himself as a total, like, warmonger, basically, during this whole LPNH John McCain thing, the Tim Pool character.
Is he really?
And sort of his co-host.
He's, I mean, if you listen to his show a lot, when he talks about China, you'd already know he's kind of a warmonger anyway.
But every now and then I'll see a clip. I watched when Jeremy Kaufman was on, but otherwise I haven't seen much. But yeah, didn't they just totally out themselves as being...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they outed themselves as warmongers, but it was unacceptable that we would celebrate the death of a warmonger. Absolutely. Like, so unacceptable that this was a line that, you know, Lydia said she couldn't be a libertarian anymore or something like that.
I don't think she ever was.
Yeah. If that's your line, then I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty... Bonnie was talking about that person, Lydia, I guess one of the co-hosts over there, that she's never seemed like a libertarian. Like, she's always
wasn't
been this ultra-conservative.
They were talking about putting machine guns on the border, shoot people or something. Yeah,
Not like,
they were being serious about that? I mean...
Yeah, she sounded pretty serious about it.
The funniest thing about all of it was with all the right-wingers who came out to condemn the tweet. If you search their history, you could find them saying, boy, I wish we had mean tweets and better policies again. It's like...
LPNH was too mean for
too
those
mean.
People. So according to this recent study they did over at YouGov and The Economist, I guess, sponsored this one, more than two-fifths of Americans believe that civil war is at least somewhat likely in the next 10 years, according to a new survey, a figure that increases to more than half among those self-identified as strong Republicans. Sunday night, they went on, they talk about politicians here. I guess there's really not much else to say. Political violence to talk about here, different people attacking one another in actual violence. Most experts believe a full-scale armed conflict like the American Civil War from the 1800s remains unlikely. And that leads me to the usual question, and if anybody has an answer for it, I'd love to hear it. What do people mean when they say civil war? What do you think, and do you guys believe this, that a civil war is likely?
No.
And for those that do believe it, what are they envisioning? What do they see? Who are the sides? Who's fighting?
I don't believe it's going to be as much physical battle. I think it's going to be a financial battle. Like, they're going to be going after people in all kinds of ways. And some people might actually fight back when they come to their doors. And I think we're already seeing this kind of now. So it's like a, like everything else that's happening, it's like the slow kill. This is going to be a slow civil war. Like, there's going to be separations in you know, maybe a little bit more Antifa rise up and these Proud Boys fighting in the streets. But I don't think it's going to be a full-blown. There might be, like, still more exaggerated shootings, like what happened at that protest with Rittenhouse. You might see some of that, but it's not going to be, like, I don't think, a full-on battle. And if it does get to that, I don't think it's going to spark it all across the country. I think it's going to be isolated incidents. But
yeah, I agree with that. Like, it's going to be, there's going to be fights and there's going to be riots and stuff, but I don't see where this delineation would be, like, for an actual arm, you know, war with armies facing each other. Like,
yeah, I mean, there's already been riots. There's already been, you know, various different protests that have erupted into burnings of buildings and things like that within the last couple of years. And that's, I don't think anybody's going to look. Usually you don't get to say in the moment, oh, it's a war now. It's usually later you look back, oh, okay, yeah, they shot the Archduke and that's what started. Right. So you don't really have the perspective, I don't think, in the moment to know for sure. That
and I like to say they got drones, guys. They got, I mean, when I say that,
if you're talking about going up against the government,
yeah, that's the, that would be like the Civil War perspective. I don't see Democrats or Republicans going at it because the Democrats would just be wiped out. It won't be much of a war.
For sure. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So, like, a revolutionary, I mean, yeah, that's an interesting distinction between a revolutionary war and a civil war. Like, would it be against the government or, like, the people against each other, you know, very different things.
Yeah, what's the difference between a revolutionary war and a civil war? Is a revolutionary war revolutionary because somebody wins it and they get to write history later on? Because,
well, like I said, it's going to be a financial battle. So I look at, if you want to put it in, like, an edgelordy kind of look. It's going to be the welfare recipients versus the taxpayers, okay? That's really what it's coming down to. And yeah, government employees, they're all welfare recipients. I want to say something worse right now.
There's more come up here. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. That is the whole point here on Free Talk Live. But just a couple of other statistics here. In the same study, 65% of respondents said political violence had increased since the start of 2021. Slightly fewer, 62%, thought that political violence would increase further in the next few years. Participants were also asked, looking ahead to the next 10 years, how likely do you think there will be a civil war in this country? And of all U.S. citizens, 43% said it was at least somewhat likely. Among Democrats, strong Democrats and independents, that figure was 40%. So even the Democrats tend to be on board with this idea that people are not going to be coming together. And I think at the very least that much is true. I don't think we're going to see...
Wow, Democrats, so edgy.
...coming together. I think we're going to see more division, and hopefully that'll result in secession.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.